The general theme of this first week of August will be unsettled weather from time to time. We'll have a scattering of showers and thunderstorms pretty much every day between now and at least Thursday before we see a ridge of high pressure build in just in time for the weekend. For now, though, it is a bit unsettled. We've had some showers around, just spotty showers through much of the day, and there's the chance for at least a passing shower or storm between now and about 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. At that point, any shower activity should tend to dry up, and we'll have a partly cloudy sky as the night moves along. As we work through the next couple of days, we'll have a couple of cold fronts come at us from the northwest, and with those cold fronts, we will have the chance for, again, scattered showers and storms from time to time. It won't rain the entire time, and the most likely period of time for a shower or storm will be from about mid-afternoon through early evening. Any of these storms could be locally strong with some heavy downpours, frequent vivid lightning, strong gusty winds, and hail. Moving ahead to Thursday, we'll still have some instability with cold air aloft, so there's still the chance for a few heat-driven type showers and storms, again, mainly during the warmest part of the day. And then we'll see by Friday if we can move that cold pool far enough to the east to take the chance for storms out. And again, by this weekend, we are looking at a broad area of high pressure building in, and that should deliver dry weather. Now, there are some things to watch in the tropics. The first is in the tropical Atlantic. Bertha became a hurricane earlier today. Over the weekend, the storm tracked through the Caribbean, including the Leeward Islands, also Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and southeastern Bahamas. The storm is expected to pass between the U.S. coastline and Bermuda over the next couple of days and track well southeast of New England on Wednesday. So the only impact on land in the United States will be some large waves at ocean-facing beaches and also dangerous rip currents. In the Pacific, Hurricane Isel is a major Category 4 hurricane that will likely impact Hawaii late this week, but by the time it gets to Hawaii, the storm is expected to be in a much weakened form. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or storm this evening, areas of fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high 76 to 82. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, with the chance of a passing shower or storm this evening, areas of fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with the chance of a storm or shower this evening, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or storm this evening, patchy fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high 80 to 85. Region-wide on Wednesday and Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.